我哋先有啲祈祷。
First, I have some prayer.
父神，感谢你俾我哋再一次机会到你面前。
Lord, we thank you that we have another opportunity to come before you.
你嘅恩惠同埋怜悯实在唔系我哋所能够完全领会得过嚟。
Lord, your grace and your mercy is not something that we can entirely understand.
但系唔在乎我哋领会到乜嘢嘅程度，你系乐意向人施恩。
Lord, we know that it doesn't matter to what extent we have understood, but you are so willing to show grace to us.
并且你系照着你嘅旨意嚟作工嘅主。
Lord, and you are the one who acts according to your will.
所以我哋带住缺陷，但你仍然喺我哋身上显出你嘅作为。
Lord, although we come with our lacking, yet you still show forth your working in us.
为着过去，我哋感谢你。
Lord, for what has gone past, we thank you.
为着如今同埋以后嘅年日，我哋仰望你。
For now and for the days to come, we look upon you.
我哋聚集喺起嘅时候，我哋依旧话，我哋所等候嘅系你嘅自己。
Lord, as together we have to say once again that the one whom we are waiting for is you yourself.
晚上你俾我哋再一次机会嚟一同去读你自己嘅话。
This evening, you have given us the occasion to come and read your word once again.
但愿主藉着赐人智慧启示嘅灵喺我哋嘅里边嚟作工。
Lord, and we pray that you grant to us the spirit of wisdom and revelation to work in us.
照明我哋心里嘅眼睛。
Enlighten our inner eyes.
叫我哋可以睇见你要我哋所睇见嘅一切。
Lord, that we may be made to see all that you want us to.
感谢主，因为你嘅话系咁明确嘅摆喺嗰处。
Lord, we thank you because your word is so evidently put before us.
你就让我哋爱慕，要喺你嘅话嘅里边见到光。
Lord, and you want us to have this yearning that in your word we come to see light.
并且带领我哋去经历喺光中见光嘅恩典。
And also for us to experience the very grace of in your light we may see light.
我哋仰望你。
Lord, we look upon you.
愿主喺呢段时间里边，你继续用你讲过嘅话，今天晚上向我哋再讲。
Lord, and this evening, for the words that you have spoken, Lord, you will speak to us once again. Lord, we also wait upon you. We pray and give thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. 感謝主俾我哋晚上再有一次機會，一同嚟尋求主自己嘅話語嘅光。
Lord, we thank the Lord that this evening we again are able to come to seek after the light that is in the Word of the Lord.
我哋先嚟读几处嘅圣经。
I will read several passages.
首先我哋要去读嘅就系、是、马太福音第五章。
Firstly, let us turn to Matthew chapter 5.
我哋先读第一节。
We'll start our reading from verse 1.
耶稣看见这许多的人，就上了山，既已坐下，门徒到他跟前来。他就开口教训他们说：虚心的人有福了，天国是他们的。
But seeing the crowd, he went up into the mountain, and having sat down, his disciples came to him, and having opened his mouth, he taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of the heavens.
然后第十节。
And then verse 10.
为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed they who are persecuted on account of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of the heavens.
人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样坏话来毁谤你们，你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。在你们以前的先知人也是这样逼迫他们。
Blessed are ye when they may reproach and persecute you and say every wicked thing against you, lying for my sake. Rejoice and exult, for your reward is great in the heavens, for thus they have persecuted the prophets who were before you.
十七节。
Verse 17.
莫想我来要废掉律法和先知。我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。我实在告诉你们，就是到天地都废去了，律法的一点一划也不能废去，都要成全。所以无论何人废掉这诫命中最小的一条，又教训人这样作，他在天国里要称为最小的。但无论何人遵行这诫命，又教训人遵行，他在天国里要称为大。我告诉你们， 你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
Verse 17. Think not that I am come to make void the law or the prophets. I am not come to make void, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, until the heaven and the earth pass away, one iota or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all come to pass. Whosoever then shall do away with one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, shall be called least in the kingdom of the heavens. But whosoever shall practice and teach them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of the heavens. For I say unto you, unless your righteousness surpass that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of the heavens.
然后弟兄姊妹再睇第七章。
Let us now also look at chapter 7,
第十五节。
Verse 15.
你们要防备假先知，他们到你们这里来，外面披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼。凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。荆棘上岂能摘葡萄呢？棘蒺藜里岂能摘无花果呢？这样凡好树都结好果子，唯独坏树结坏果子。好树不能结坏果子，坏树不能结好果子。凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里，所以凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。
Verse 15. And beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's skin and clothing, but within are ravenous wolves. By the fruits you shall know them. Do men gather a bunch of grapes from the thorns or from thistles figs?So every good tree produces good fruits, but the worthless tree produces bad fruits. A good tree cannot produce bad fruits, nor a worthless tree produce good fruits. Every tree not producing good fruit is cut down and cast into the fire. By their fruits, then surely you shall know them.
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人，才能进去。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of the heavens, but he that does the will of my Father who is in the heavens.
当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能么？我就明明的告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
Many shall say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied through thy name, and through thy name cast out demons, and through thy name done many works of power? And then I will avow unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, workers of lawlessness.
然后请弟兄姊妹再看第十一章。
Now let us turn to chapter 11.
有一句说话十二节。
Verse 12.
从施浸约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力进入的，努力的人就得着了。因为众先知和律法都说预言到约翰为止。
But from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of the heaven is taken up by violence, and the violence seize on it. For all the prophets and all the law have prophesied until John.
我们圣经暂时就读到这里先。
Our reading is for now, until here.
我们特别从主的话里面看到一件事情。
From the word of God, we come to see a fact.
国度这件事是在神永远计划的里头一个很重要的阶段。
And the kingdom, in fact, in the will of God, is a very important stage.
这个阶段虽然是经过了好多嘅曲折嘅经验。
And this stage may suffer many distraction or bends.
但系神冇改变到佢嘅旨意。
But God has not changed his will.
神仍旧系按照佢嘅计划嚟一步一步去执行落去。
And according to his plan, he indeed is executing one thing at a time.
等到我哋嘅主嚟到地上嘅时候。
Until the time when the Lord came on earth.
天国近了嘅信息就传咗出嚟。
Then the message of the kingdom is near is announced.
但系过咗冇几耐，天国信近了嘅信息就好似沉寂咗。
But it doesn't seem to be long after that this message was silenced.
好似天国嘅事情喺人中间俾人忘记咗啦。
Seems that the matters of the kingdom of the heavens have been forgotten.
但系系咪真系忘记咗呢？
Is it really being forgotten?
人或者可以忘记。
Man may forget.
但是神没忘记。
But God does not.
神依旧是按着祂的旨意来执行祂所要做的。
God, according to His will, will still work out.
所以我们留意到天国的显现就从明显的就进入到隐藏。
And we find the kingdom which was evident and seen entered into a phase where it was hidden.
神要用隐藏的天国来为预明显的天国预备道路。
And through this hidden phase of the kingdom, God is preparing for this kingdom to be set up.
当隐藏的天国将个道路预备好咗啦，明显的天国就再次显明出嚟。
When the way has been prepared, then the kingdom will once again be seen.
咁隐藏的天国究竟系点样去预备道路呢？
How does this hidden kingdom prepare the way?
弟兄姊妹可以很明显地留意得到，神在隐藏的天国里面所作的，一直是围绕着神的权柄的彰显。
And all that God is doing in this phase of the hidden kingdom is surrounded in, as it were, the authority of God.
当我们留意到起初约翰或者说我们的主去宣告天国近了的时候，
When John or our Lord announced the message of the kingdom is near,
你留意到天国嗰个要求系好明确嘅。
You see, the requirements for the kingdom of the heavens were very clear.
马太福音嘅第五、第六、第七呢三章就一般人称佢为登山宝训嘅嗰三章圣经。
And three chapters of Matthew 5, 6 and 7, which are considered to be the Beatitudes.
人家就睇嗰、那个就系明显嘅天国嘅宪法。
Man can see, in fact, this were the requirements of the kingdom being revealed.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
你可以咁样去领会嗰、那个系天国嘅宪章。
You can say that is the constitution of the kingdom.
但系实际你睇起上嚟嘅时候咧，你唔睇得到嗰处有宪章嘅作用。
But when you look at it, in fact, it is not the function of the Constitution at all.
但是你是实际看到那处有很明显的要求。
But you see the very specific requirements.
这些要求都是外表的。
And it's the outward requirements.
譬如说你祈祷的时候你要躲埋去暗处，不要在人的面前去张扬。
For example, it says that when you pray, go into the secret places and not pray before man.
又譬如说你如果是要禁食寻求神的时候，你要欢欢喜喜的去做，不要黑埋个面好像很辛苦这样来给人知道说我现在禁紧食。
And if you are fasting and praying, do it indeed with a smile and happy face and not, as it were, a face that being shown that you are in a state doing that.
在那处主的话就在那处做出一个这样的小结论出来。
And the Lord, from His words, bring forth such a conclusion.
他说什么事情你要做是直接做在神的面前，你不是做给人看的。
Whatever you are doing, do it before God, not towards man.
如果你是做给人看，你就是得到人的赏赐。
If you are doing it just for man to see, then you will get their reward.
如果你是做给神看，那你在你所做的一切在神的面前就蒙纪念了。
And if you are doing towards God before Him, then you'll be remembered by Him.
但是当你留意到这一切的时候，你又很明显看到说这些不是几似宪章。
And when you look at all this, you see that this doesn't make up a constitution.
这些只是好像就是一些生活的教导。
It's just as it were teachings to do with our life.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
我们的主讲出了马太五六七这几章，的确他不是在那处摆出一个宪章。
That chapter 5, 6 and 7 in Matthew, the Lord is not putting forth a constitution.
但是他实在是摆出一个天国的原则。
but in fact putting forth before us the principle of the kingdom.
这个原则就是说，你要按着神所神的要求，你活在神的所等候的里面。
And according to what God has required, you live in that waiting.
神等候的是什么？
What is God waiting for?
我们可以归纳的上来说，是等候接受神权柄的人。
We can say that God is waiting for a people who will accept and receive the authority of God.
当然在旧约和在四福音的那个时候，神自己的权柄的显出就是透过律法。
And in the Old Testament times and through the times of the four Gospels, his authority is seen in the law.
你接受律法就是接受神的权柄。
If you accept the law, you accept the authority of God.
但是一个困难的事情。
But there's a difficulty.
后来我们读《使徒行传》的时候，你从使徒们的话的里面可以了解得到。
And in Acts, you can see from what the apostles had to say, you can understand this.
特别是彼得在《使徒行传》第十五章那次辩论，究竟当时所辩论的就是外邦人，外邦人的得救需不需要守律法？
And find the argument that they had in chapter 15 of Acts, whether or not Gentiles for their salvation, do they need to observe the law?
当时彼得就站上来说，
At the time, Peter stood up and said,
他说律法是我们和我们的祖宗所担不起的一个轭。
He says that the law could not, as it were, be a, it's a yoke that we could not bear for us or even for our forefathers.
既然是这样，那外邦人信主是不是需要守律法呢？
And if so, the Gentiles in their salvation, do they need to keep the law?
将它扩大来讲的时候，就是说人得救是不是需要守律法呢？
But to put it another way, for men to be saved, do they need to observe the law?
当然在十五章的使徒行传的他们交通出来的结果就是说不是。
And through what they had shared in Acts 15,They come to the conclusion, not so.
但你一翻到马太福音第五六七章的时候呢，你又发觉有难处了。
When you come to chapter 5, 6 and 7 of Matthew, there we find some difficulty.
那难处在哪里？
Where is this difficulty?
那难处是主自己说。
It's what the Lord himself had said.
你莫想我来是要废掉了律法。
Don't think that I've come to abolish the law.
律法都每一点一滴都要成全。
Every a dot and a tittle of the law will be fulfilled.
如果有人废掉律法里面最细的嗰一条，
even the smallest or the least of the commandments, someone is trying to
do with it. 他就能够入天国，他就喺天国里面系最细嘅。
Then in the kingdom of God, he will be the least.
然后我哋嘅主又讲咗一句说话，太沉重啦。
And then the Lord went on to say something very, very solemn.
那句说话任何一个人听起上来都担当不起的。
And everyone who hears it will find it difficult to bear.
主讲了句什么说话呢？
What did the Lord say?
他说你们的义如果不胜过文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
He says, if your righteousness does not surpass the scribes and the Pharisees, then you cannot enter into the kingdom of the heavens.
但是这件事情就将我们难倒了。
We find that we find difficulty here.
究竟进天国是一回咩事情呢？
And to enter into the kingdom, what, how do you go about it?
主要显明天国。
The Lord wants the kingdom to be revealed.
主要将属天的权柄显明在这个地上面。
And the spiritual authority, God wants it to be revealed on earth.
当然他是盼望人能够在天国的里面。
Of course, God wants men to be found in the kingdom.
但是条件摆得咁高，有边个人嘅入得去呢？
If the standards is put up to be so high, who can enter?
如果我哋嘅义唔胜过文士同法利赛人嘅义，
If our righteousness does not surpass that of the scribes and Pharisees,
换一句说话嚟讲，
That is to say,
我哋喺守律法嘅呢个咁样嘅事情上面，唔能够超越过文士同法利赛人所作嘅。
If in keeping the law we cannot indeed surpass that which is done by the scribes and the Pharisees,
我哋绝对唔能够入天国。
Then there's no way for us to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
换句说话嚟讲，文士同埋法利赛人，佢哋都系仅仅够资格入天国。
That is to say that the scribes and the Pharisees, they're just about making it.
如果你唔胜过佢咧，你就一定唔入得。
If you don't surpass them, then it's for sure that you will not enter. In fact, would trouble us.
但稀奇的事情,
but what's surprising?
在当主讲出这么严肃的说话的时候,
when the Lord said something which is so
solemn, 前后他讲过一般人所称为八福的那个教导,
and the beatitudes that people talk about before,
八福,
the eight blessedness,
有弟兄话唔止八个，有九个添。
And some brethren would say not just eight but nine。
但你唔好理佢八定系九啦。总言之，你睇到我哋姑且话，就住一般人嚟讲系八福。
And doesn't matter whether it's eight or nine. The majority of people will consider it to be eight。
一头一尾，你又睇到入天国嘅资格喎。
And you find that from this.It gives us the condition in entering the kingdom of the heavens.
因为在个八福一开头就话虚心的人有福了。
It says, blessed are those who are meek.
因为天国是他们的。
For theirs is the kingdom of the heavens.
即是说如果你够虚心你就有资格入天国。
If you are meek, then you qualify for entering into the kingdom.
后面又说你们若果是为义受逼迫的人又有福了因为天国是他们的。
And says, if you are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, then you are blessed because yours is also the kingdom.
所以如果你要入天国的话呢你就一定要有受逼迫的经历。
And to enter into the kingdom, you must have the experience of being persecuted.
如果你没有受逼迫的经历你又没有条件入天国。
And without that, you are in no way qualified to enter.
弟兄姊妹因此提到天国的这国度的这件事情在神的言语的中间有很不同的主张。
Find that as far as this is concerned, among the children of God, there are many various seeing.
究竟是什么人有资格入天国呢?
Who really would qualify and would suffice to enter into the kingdom?
尤其是我们的主跟我们读十一章的时候又读到有一处的地方。
And in chapter 11, we also read,
他说从约翰到如今天国是努力进入去的。
From the prophets until the time of John, the kingdom of God has been seized hold of by violence.
那个意思就是说你要很强暴地然后才可以入天国。
As you say, yeah, you need a great effort before you can actually enter in.
如果你不用暴力的话呢你就入不到天国。
If not, then you cannot enter.
你说什么意思啊?
What does this mean?
你说是不是要我打败了 Sandy, 这样显出我的旧的力可以我就有资格入天国。
Does that mean I had to overcome Sandy before I have the strength to enter into the kingdom?
打就是打了不过不是打 Sunny.
Fight, you need to fight, but it's not beating Sunny up.
那打哪个啊?
Who do we fight?
打自己。
Beat yourself.
弟兄姊妹当我们读到这么多的不同的经文的时候
When we read all these various scriptures,
我们发现了我们又好像很受到骚扰了。
It seems that we are then rather troubled.
究竟怎样才能够叫我们在国度的里面
How can we then find ourselves in the kingdom?
我们怎样才能够入到国度的里头?
How can we actually enter in?
特别是有不少的弟兄姊妹他们在神的面前真的很清心很爱主。
Especially for many brothers and sisters, they have loved the Lord and they have been rather pure in heart.
他们是非常非常的重视如果你不是强暴咁努力嘅话你入唔到天国。
And they have noted the fact that if you do not indeed, enter in with force, you cannot enter.
嗱，弟兄姊妹，我哋今天晚上我哋就用一啲时候嚟澄清呢件事。
We'll use some time to clarify this.
究竟国度同埋我哋嗰个关系系点样嘅
？As far as the kingdom is concerned, and what is it to do with us?
或者我们从主的话的里面寻找到一个答案是跟有很多的顶门他们的主张 不一定是相同。
And from the word of the Lord, perhaps what we'll come to see may not be different to the many who have seen it differently.
那究竟我们要怎样去认识这个国度的问题呢?
How should we come to understand this matter of the kingdom?
我覺得很重要的一個最基本的事情就是說我們要學習直接從主的話裡面去尋找主的話所表達的那個準確的意思。
And we have to say from the word of God, we need to find out the accurate expression and what the Lord is saying.
有很多解經上面所引發的問題, 如果講道理的話呢, 都有道理。
And many who try to explain the Bible from what they're saying, perhaps it's reasonable.
但是我们要留意的, 道理不是等于真理。
But we know teaching is not the truth.
我们目前,如今我们要去寻找的,是寻找真理。
But what we want to seek after is the truth.
而真理的根据, 乃是神自己的话。
And the truth is based on the word of God.
所以因此弟兄姊妹, 我们必须要在这点上面有一个很明确的澄清。
So here we need to be very clear in our definition.
因为事实上面我们看弟兄们他们各种的主张, 你不可以说他完全不可以接受。
We see that for many of the brethren, what the views is not something that you cannot accept entirely.
他们有部分或者是过火的。
There may be some that is perhaps overstepping.
但是有部分又是非常的准确的。
But also there will be a part where it will be accurate.
所以你不能够好像扫地那样,一扫就扫干净。
You can't, as it were, with a broom, just sweep it all up in one sweep.
我们要在主的面前学会了去分辨,好像撒网一样那样。
And we need before the Lord to know how to make the distinction just as in the parable of the net.
你将很多的水族聚拢了回来,你不是全部都要。
And everything that you have caught and you have got, it doesn't mean that you need to have them.
我们感谢主,当我们在神的面前要寻找真理的事实的话呢,
we thank the Lord if we really want to seek after the truth before Him.
我们都是从很多的弟兄们他们的领会的里面, 去分辨哪些是出于人的见解,哪些是出于圣经上面神的话的发表。
And through the seeing of many of the brethren, we come to make a distinction for ourselves what it is really are the thoughts of man and what is of the Bible.
我先让弟兄姊妹有一个非常非常有保证的平安。
And now, like our brothers and sisters, to really have a peace that is assured.
It's a guarantee.
Guarantee.咁然后我哋就慢慢慢慢睇入去，究竟国度嘅嗰个实际系点样嘅一回事。 Then we go on to see what really is this kingdom.
等住会当弟兄们提出咗关乎国度嘅事情嘅时候，如果你会企喺佢嗰个 立场上面去看的话呢, 他们所说的都是对。
For what some of the brothers are saying, if you were to stand on their viewpoint, it would seem it is right.
但是问题就是说, 他们那个立场,
but the problem is where they are standing.
我们要先留意到他们那个立场。
We need to take note of their stance.
我用很实际的事情来提。
Just use some practical examples.
但是当你提到说, 进天国的这个问题的时候,
when you talk about entering into the kingdom of
heaven, 或者说是得着国度的这个问题的时候,
or when we talk about having the kingdom,
刚才我们读的全部都是在马太福音出来的。
All that we've read just now came from Matthew.
但你在马太福音里面读到国度的问题的时候呢, 每一个地方提到国度的事都告诉你入国度是有条件的。
And we find that every time Matthew talks about the kingdom, it says to enter in, there are conditions.
如果你不具备那个条件,你就没有那么的资格。
If you don't fulfill the conditions, then you will not qualify.
你说这对不对的呢?
Is this right?
在马太福音的表达的立场上来说,是完全对的。
And as far as Matthew is concerned, what it is saying is right.
但是如果是他,马太福音里面所表达的, 出来的那个事实是准确的话,那我们究竟有几多个人可以入得,拿到入国度的资格?
And if what Matthew say is true, then how many of us would really be able to qualify and enter into the kingdom of heaven?
单单是圣过文士和法利赛人的义,这条我们就不合格了。
Even on the ground that we are righteousness have to surpass that of the scribes and Pharisees, we would have failed.
弟兄姊妹，你知道咩叫做文士同法利赛人嘅义？
Do you know what it is, the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees?
他们就在字句上边来去守住律法。
And from the words, they would observe the law.
或者讲清楚的更多，佢哋对律法嘅事情系非常非常嘅认真嘅，喺文字喺字句嘅上边嚟落功夫。
And how through the law they would in their all zeal and sincerity. Keep every word of it.
他们不单止在律法的本身里头是很着重,
it's not just in the law that they will observe it to the word.
而且从律法所发展出来一些不是律法的本文的事情, 他们都看得非常非常的重。
And perhaps what comes out of the law or the implication from the law, they will also hold highly.
譬如说, 律法上面说,在安息日的时候,你不要作工。
For example, it says, you can't work on the day of Sabbath.
弟兄姊妹知道安息日是星期几啊?
And we know, Sabbath, which day of the week would it be?
星期几啊?
Which day of the week?
红仔知不知啊? 阿妈杰仔知不知啊?
Okay, do you know?
星期几啊?
Sunday.
你给多少分的? 星期一, 你给多少分的? 零分啊,杰仔。 星期一呢?
That's zero as well.
Minus, 是不是应该? 多少分?
90.
感谢主, 弟兄姊妹,你在这件事情上面, 你能够了解到。
Brothers and sisters, we find that even in this matter, we can come to see.
你知不知为什么? Sandy, 叔叔给90分你们。
You know why? Uncle Sunny only gave you 90 marks.
你为什么他不给够100分呢?
Why hasn't given you 100?
我这么不寒呢? 差个10分都不给我。
Don't be so stingy. Another 10 marks, you don't give it to me.
弟兄姊妹，当我们留意这件事的时候,
if we really understand this,
你知道讲到安息日的时候呢, 是没错, 大部分在星期六。
It's true, the day of Sabbath, most of it falls on Saturday.
但是又不是完全在星期六。
But it's not entirely on the Saturday.
因为讲到安息日的时候，它是根据犹太人的计算的日子。
Because Sabbath follows the day event of the Jews.
因为是由星期五晚上太阳落山的时候开始算，算到星期六太阳落山的那个时候为止。
Because it starts from the sunset of a Friday right through to the next to a Saturday sunset.
明白吗?
Do you understand now?
现在拿到100分了。
Now you can get your 100 mark, right?
那弟兄姊妹，你知道，就拿守安息日这件事情来讲。
And even with this matter of keeping the Sabbath.
律法就说，在安息日的时候，不要停止一切工作。
It says that on the Sabbath, you have to stop all your work.
那什么叫做工作呢?
What is it, this work?
在犹太人的里面，他们就自己定了很多规矩出来。And
the Jews, they have indeed set up a lot of rules for this.
你们在英国生活了很久，你们知道星期六在很多英国人的习惯里面，不是英国人，不是星期六，是吗? High tea, 是吗?
That if you've been in England, you've been here for a while, you know the tradition of the English on a Sunday. On the high tea.
你知道那件事情是怎么来的?
Do you know how this has come about?
有少少跟安息日有些关系。但是星期日的表都不是安息日，为什么又会有这样的?
It's got something to do with the Sabbath, but in fact, Sunday has nothing to do with Sabbath, but how come this has been linked?
弟兄姊妹，你晓得在教会建立了之后, 在基督教的里面，他们很自然地从犹太教那时接受一些观念。
And we find that for Christianity, how naturally they seem to have got some of the concepts from the Jews.
猶太教的里面星期六,不且是这样说,是安息日。
And for the Jews, the Saturday, let's say it's the Sabbath.
教会就不是守律法,所以就不在安息日里面有聚会。
And but because the church does not keep the law, they don't meet on a Saturday.
有对主的侍奉敬拜寻求交通。
And for those who serve and seek together and have a fellowship together.
所以在观念上面就将那个安息那个观念移出来。
And so that this concept of rest being transferred onto the Sunday.
我唔扯佢咁远啦，扯走得远一阵。
I won't drag it that far.
我又就讲翻法利赛人同文士嘅义。
And coming back to the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees. And keeping the Sabbath.
佢哋点守法嘅？
How do they keep it?
就安息日，你唔可以做嘢。
Yeah, on Sabbath you can't do any work.
但你唔做嘢又唔得噶。
But you can't not do anything.
你最得闲到要食饭。
At least you have to eat.
你食饭算唔算做嘢呢？
When you're eating, does it count as work?
佢哋就话啦。
And they say.
吃饭就唔算做嘢。
If you are eating, it doesn't count as work.
煮饭就算系做嘢。
But to cook, it is working.
顶住我，你话唔煮饭点有饭食啊
？If you don't cook, how can you? What is there to eat?
总言之，礼拜五你咪煮埋咯。
Oh, yeah. Better make sure that you.
礼拜六你就唔好煮啦。
You cook everything on Friday. Don't cook on Saturday.
佢哋当时守安息日。
This is how they keep the Sabbath.
好多年前我去以色列。
Many years ago, when I went into Israel,
一班。一齐去嘅弟兄姊妹都系住喺酒店里头。
And the group of brothers and sisters, we all stayed in a hotel.
我哋住喺七楼。
We were on the seventh floor.
咁你出街就梗要去落到地下。
And when if you want to go out, you have to go to the ground floor.
喺街外边翻嚟，你就梗系要揿到个七楼。
And when you come back, you have to press to go to the seventh floor.
喺礼拜一到礼拜五晚前冇问题。
From Monday right through to most of Friday, no problem.
我哋喺楼上一揿个七，我哋就落到地下。
And we
对唔住，喺七楼揿个一，我哋就落到地下。
On the seventh floor, we press one and we go straight down to the first floor.
然后我哋喺地下揿嗰、那个都唔系一，我应该系 G。咁我就上到去七楼。
And then from the ground floor, we press seventh. It will go to the seventh floor.
但系到礼拜六。
But when Saturday comes along,
古怪了
it seems something strange happened.
明明我是按个 G 的
I press G.
但为什么电梯层层都停了呢
How come it stops at every level?
停了打开门又没有人进来又没有人出来
And the door of the lift will open, no one comes in, no one goes out.
层层都是这样
It happens on every level.
当然又是这样
And when we got back into the
ship, 明明你按了个
7 We've pressed 7
但系佢又系层层都停，层层开门，层层冇人入嚟。
Still, every level it would stop and the door would open and shut.
我哋奇怪。
We were.
哇，点解今日咁古怪呢
？We were rather astonished. Why is it so strange today?
后来我哋就问酒店管理嘅人话：你嘅电梯坏咗。
Then we went to the manager and says, I think your lift has got a problem.
佢就话唔系坏。
He says, oh, no problem. It is like this.
我怎么可能是这样的呢?
Why like this?
因为今天是安息日。
Because it's Sabbath.
我们不能够按电梯的。
We cannot press the button.
你只能够按一次。
You can only press once.
你不可以按多过一次。
You can't press more than once.
所以呢到了礼拜五晚之前酒店就将它全部 set 了层层停。
So, Friday evening comes, so the hotel set it so that every level it will stop.
无论你点样揿，佢都系层层停噶啦。
No matter what button you press, it will stop at every level.
点解系咁啫
？Why?
佢冇得解。
There's no explanation.
佢就话因为今日安息日，我哋唔能够作工。
He says because this is Sabbath, we can't work.
嗱，顶住呢个文士同法利赛人嘅义嘅一啲具体嘅表达，做个例子。
This is just an example as to the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees.How it is, what it's like.
好啦，弟兄姊妹，如今你嘅生活里边嘅表现，你唔能够强过文士同法利赛人嘅义，你冇资格入国度。
And if you cannot surpass the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, there's no way for you to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
咁我哋唔系弊
？This is terrible for us.
我哋全部都唔合格。
None of us will qualify.
但是主的话是这么清楚讲。
But, the Lord's word was so clear.
但是问题还没停在这里。
But the problem doesn't stop here.
因为你再看回到去那个马太五六七章的时候还有很多的复杂的事在那里。
Because when you read chapter 5, 6 and 7 of Matthew, there are still much more there.
弟兄姊妹那究竟进入国度的条件是什么
But so, what is the qualification or condition for one to enter into the kingdom of the heavens.
但又有一啲好特殊嘅事。
There's also something rather outstanding.
你譬如读马太第五章。
When you read chapter 5 of Matthew.
读到最拉尾嘅时候，你又发现有一样嘢
when you come to the end of it, you also discover one thing.
文士法利賽人的義更厲害的。
It's even much more severe than the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees. And what does this say?
剛才我們讀完，你還記得？
And what we've read just now, if you still remember,
剛剛已經說了這麼多東西了。
After saying so much,
然後就說，
then the Lord said,
所以你們要完全，好似你們的天上的父完全一樣。
You ought to be perfect just as your heavenly Father is perfect.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到呢句说话嗰个要求，比文士同法利赛人嗰个义嘅仲厉害得多。
And this requirement is far more exceedingly on the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
我哋同人比较都尚且赶唔上，仲话要同神去比较。
And we can't even compare with others. How can we match with God?
咁我哋唔使入国度。
Then there's no way for us to enter into the kingdom.
但弟兄同姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
主喺讲到国度嘅事情嘅时候，系非常非常嘅严格。
We find that as far as this is concerned, how serious it is.
在那個很嚴格的當中，他又有一些說話好像叫我們覺得好像有些路行。
But in all this severity, it seems that in the midst of it, there appears to be a way for us.
怎樣說呢？
What does it say?
我們的主說律法一定要成全。
Says the law will be fulfilled.
如果你不遵行律法的話，這樣他們沒條件入天國。
If you are not able to fulfill the law, then there's no way you can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
但是如果你從馬太福音來看這些的事情，全部我們失去望的了。
And if you look at this from the viewpoint of Matthew, we will have lost all hope.
但是感謝我們的主。
But we thank our Lord.
他說到話，你們不要想我來是要廢掉律法。
The Lord says, don't think that I've come to abolish the law.
我是成全律法。
But to fulfill it.
律法的要求沒那麼高，我的要求還高過律法。
Even the law does not require such high standards as I do.
因為律法我們已經趕不上了，現在主還提出一個比律法更高的要求，我們還有沒有路啊？
If we can't even fulfill the law and the requirements of the law is even higher, how can we make it?
但感謝讚美我們的神。
But we thank and praise our God.
主話律法都要成全，一句一啲咁多都冇假。
The Lord says the law will be fulfilled and it is true to the word.
但係邊個去替我哋成全？
But who is fulfilling it for us?
我哋自己唔能夠成全，但係律法一定要成全。
We can't fulfill it, but the law has to be fulfilled.
我哋感謝我哋嘅神。
We thank and praise our God.
主自己嚟同我成全。
The Lord Himself will fulfill it.
主話佢嚟係要成全律法。
He says He come to fulfill the law.
唔係我哋要求話，主啊，我哋搞唔掂，你嚟。
It's not that we ask of Him, oh, we can't do it. Please come.
我哋冇咁樣要求，形式咁嘅要求。
We have no such understanding, neither such request.
但係主自己喺嗰度發表話，我嚟嘅目的就係去成全。
But the Lord Himself declared that this is the purpose for my coming.
等住乜嘢叫做成全呢？
What does it mean to fulfill?
即係話完全嘅答應咗佢。
That is to fully answer to it.
等住會。當我哋嘅主話佢嚟完全答應律法嘅時候，
When he says he comes to answer to the law，
當然律法喺我哋嘅主嘅身上邊，果然係完全嘅俾滿足。
Of course, on the Lord, the law will be entirely satisfied。
主活著作為一個人
，The Lord live as a man，
佢完全照著律法嘅要求嚟活出嚟。
And according to the law, he was able to live it.
主被釘死在十字架上面。
When the Lord was crucified on the cross,
他是完全站在一個不滿足律法的要求的人的那個結局去接受釘死。
And he's actually received the judgment that's required by the law upon man.
弟兄姊妹，你看到這件事是為什麼事？
Can you see what this is all about?
啊，我們的主，他在十字架上面所作。
What our Lord has actually done on the cross.
不单止是他自己去经历十字架。
Not only he himself experiencing the cross.
我们都晓得他是站在我们那个地位上面来代，不单止是代表我们，而且直情就是连同我们一起去接受十字架。
And the Lord stood in our place, not just in our place, but rather with us, in fact, receiving the judgment of the cross.
他也叫我们同他在那个联合的里面，就作成佢喺神嘅面前所作嘅一切，就如同我哋作嘅。
And with our union in Him, we find that what He has fulfilled has been accounted to us.
弟兄姊妹, 这个是我们主来成全律法的那个经历。
This is the experience of our Lord in fulfilling the law.
如果我们回到律法上面去看, 当日旧约的献祭,
and we go back to the law in the Old Testament times with regards to sacrifices.
在旧约的献祭里面, 弟兄姊妹你晓得, 我带着一只羊去献祭。
You know that in the Old Testament time, if I bring along a sacrificial animal to be sacrificed,
我将那只羊带到去祭坛那里的时候, 我就交了给祭司。
And when I take the lamb, I will take it to the altar and hand it over to the priest.
交了这只羊给祭司之后, 我要做一件事。
And having handed the lamb over to the priest, there's one thing I will have to do.
弟兄姊妹,记不记得, 我要做一件什么事?
Do you remember what is it that I will have to do?
如果我不做那件事,献祭就不能够进行。
If I don't do that thing, then the sacrifice cannot go ahead.
我必须要做那件事,然后献祭的事才可以进行。
I need to do one thing before the sacrifice can go ahead.
问小孩子了。
I won't ask little children now.
我问大孩子。
I will ask the bigger ones.
有哪个大孩子知道,我第一件事要做的是什么?
Older ones know the very first thing I need to do.
按手,
it is the laying of hands.
按手,
the laying of hands.
弟兄姊妹,什么叫做按手?
What does it mean to lay your hands?
按手人看来就好像是一个,那个是个礼仪来的。
Some people say, oh, this is just a way, a form of ritual.
弟兄姊妹,绝对不是礼仪。
But it is not a form of ritual.
那个绝对有一个属灵的见证在那里。
There is a spiritual a testimony there.
那个见证是见证什么呢?
What does it testify?
弟兄姊妹,首先知道按手的那个意义。
You need to understand what it means to have the laying of hands.
按手有好几个意义。
There are several understanding to meaning to laying of hands.
在献祭的按手是其中的一个意义。
When you offer up a sacrifice and you lay your hands, there is one of the meanings.
那个按手就是表明一件事情。 我现在来献祭,
and in fact, this laying of hands show clearly that I'm the one who is coming
without sacrifice.
And before God, I have been a transgressor of
law.
And as far as the law is concerned, it demands my death.
如果我来献祭的话,
and if I were to offer up a sacrifice, I should be in that place.
但是神说,
but the Lord, what God is saying, you don't need to die yet.
但你不死得,但都是要解决律法上面的责任。
Even so, you need to fulfill what the law requires.
那怎么解决呢?
How will you fulfill it?
神说你就将羊拿来了。
Bring the lamb.
你就按手在它那树了。
Lay your hands on it.
经过这个按手,就说明了那只羊和你是联合成为一个。
Then through this, it speaks of the fact that you and the lamb are one.
那只羊就是你,
the lamb becomes you.
你就是那只羊,
and you are the lamb.
好了,羊经过这个按手之后,
and after going through this laying of hands,
现在开手,
the sacrifice begins.
杀了那只羊,
you kill the lamb.
为什么要杀那只羊?
Why?
因为他承担了我的罪。
Because he has bore my sins.
当然,在旧约献祭那件事情上面, 神是作为一个预表, 将来神要用一个神的羔羊来做我们的,
代替。 And this Old Testament practice shows us very clearly that this is the type that when in the New Testament, God will have a substitute for us.
这件事情就指着,或者说预表着, 神的儿子要来, 带同我一同去接受十字架的对付。
That is to assure us that the Son of God will come one day and take us along and to be in union with Him.
弟兄姊妹,这个就是主说我来去成全律法。
This is what the Lord means, that He comes to fulfill the law.
如果主成全了律法,
if the Lord fulfills the law,
律法上面的义就是我所有,
then and the righteousness of the law becomes mine. And before Him, I become someone perfect. And in fact, perfect to the point that I become like the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹, 所以从马太五六七这三章的里面, 你一面睇到神好严厉嘅嗰个要求，但另一方面你又睇见神喺果树一个挽回嘅嗰个安排。
And you find chapter 5, 6 and 7 of Matthew, how severe God's requirement is, but at the same time you find God's way of restoration.
而马太福音呢，佢嗰个主题系讲乜嘢呢？
And Matthew, what's the theme in Matthew?
讲个主题就系讲到国度嘅王，国度同国度嘅王。
The theme is actually the kingdom and the king.
所以在马太福音里面所提的事情，不单止是讲及到你有没有资格在国度的里面。
So with Matthew, it's not just talking about whether or not you qualify to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
而且是讲到你在国度里头，你是一个怎样的情形。
But also to tell us that in the kingdom, what it is like.
那是怎样的情形呢？
What is it like?
弟兄姊妹，你记得同主联合。
Remember to be in union with Christ.
你留意主喺国度里边系点样
？Remember what the Lord is like in the kingdom.
佢系国度嘅王。
He is the king.
因此你喺国度嘅里边，你系应该作王。
And in the kingdom, you ought to be king.
跟住呢个就系马太福音嘅主题。
This is the theme in Matthew.
事实上，我哋亦睇到救恩嘅完整嘅目的。
And we also see the completeness of our salvation and its purpose.
我们一再指出过了，不是停留在不至灭亡反得永生。
We have already pointed out it's not just remaining in the fact that we do not perish but have eternal life.
而是恢复神起初在人身上面的那个安排。
But actually to recover what God had purposed for man to start with.
所以我们这一次交通国度的时候，我们的起点是创世纪第一章。
So when we talk about the kingdom, we went back to the first chapter of Genesis.
而今马太福音里面所带出来的那个结果，就是将创世纪第一章的事情来显出来。
So we see what is brought forth in Matthew, shows us what was happening in first chapter of Genesis.
我轻轻提一提先。
I'll just briefly mention.
丁子王下昼的时候，我曾经问弟兄姊妹，国度的那个情形究竟是怎样？
I really asked brothers and sisters in the afternoon, what is it like as far as the kingdom of the heavens is?
我哋就话好似伊甸园未曾堕落之前咁样。
I said to you, oh, it will be like Eden before the downfall of man.
你话伊甸园未曾堕落之前系点嘅咧
？He says, what is it like then?
我就话你抱住个红啤啤瞓觉。
I said, oh, you can embrace the bear and go to sleep.
太小儿科得滞啦！如果系了解得咁多嘅话。
This will be
too small.
Too small. If we, this is all what we understand.
弟兄姊妹，如果我哋真系要去了解未曾堕落之前嘅伊甸园嘅光景
，for us to really understand what it was like before the downfall of man in the Garden of Eden，
你可以翻到去创世纪第二章里面去睇。
You can go into Genesis chapter 2 to see。
你睇到乜嘢
？What can you see？
你真系睇到人喺伊甸园嘅里面系显出。王的权柄
，You'll see how man is able to be seen as the king.
你在伊甸园的里面，你睇到人是在那度享用神的丰富。
You can see how man was able to enjoy the abundance of God.
你有冇睇到在伊甸园的里面，人要揸住个犁耙去犁田
？Do you see there as it were, man had to have a shovel and a tall over the earth.
你有冇睇到人喺嗰处汗流满面先至话得啖饭咬
？Are they able indeed to eat by the sweat of their brow？
你睇唔到。
You don't see that.
你见到嘅系乜嘢
？What do you see？
系神一切嘅丰富预备喺嗰度，人摆出嚟就去享用。
It seems that all the riches of an abundance of God is there, and man was there to enjoy it.
你留意到人摆喺伊甸园嘅时候。是显明的那个权柄是非常非常的准确而又明显。
And you see the authority that man held at the time, how evident and how clear it was.
我估我们很多弟兄姊妹特别这趟游Matthew, 我问你一件事啊，你去过动物园没有
Matthew, let me ask you, have you been to the zoo?
去过没有几多次啊
?How many times have you been?
不知道。咁你见过几多只嗰啲野兽喺个动物喺里头
？How many animals have you seen in those cages？
两只，好多啊
！Many？
你睇完翻嚟，你记噏唔噏得出呢只系乜嘢？嗰只系乜嘢？嗰只系咩
？When you been there, were you able to name every one of them？
哎呀，你好老实。
At least you're honest.
你就摇头了。狮子你认得的。
You can recognize the lion.
老虎你认得的。
You can recognize the
tiger. 猫你认得的。
You can recognize the monkey.
猫猫你不认得啊。不过他说不认得都是啱的。因为有很多种猫猫。
There are many types of monkeys.
你说这只是什么猫猫
Now, what sort of monkey is this?
你说它是金丝猴。是金丝猫猫。
Is it a golden monkey?
但是长尾猫猫。
What about a long-tailed monkey?
马骝有很多你不记得绝对可以原谅。
If you can't remember all of them, it is understandable.
但弟兄姊妹你留意人在伊甸园里面的时候做了什么事
But do you know what man was able to do when he was in the Garden of Eden?
神将好所有的动物都带到他的面前来。
God brought every form of animal before him.
他一一从那些动物起了名。
And he named each and every one of them.
从此以后那些动物在亚当的心思里面这只就是狮子那只就是老虎。
And from there on, in the thoughts of Adam, this is a lion, this is a tiger.
然后他叫狮子狮子就要来了。
If it says lion, the lion will come.
老虎老虎就要来了。
You call to the tiger will come.
全部都听从他自己的话。
And every creature will listen to him.What is this?
权柄的显出了。
This is the manifestation of authority.
当你回到伊甸园里面去留意的时候
，When we go back to Eden, Garden of Eden,
人在伊甸园里嗰个情况，一面是享用神的丰富，一面是彰显神的权柄。
On one hand, we see how man is enjoying the abundance of God. On the other hand, indeed manifesting his authority.
总括上来讲，就显出神的荣耀。
That is to say, revealing the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹，博道就是恢复。伊甸园未堕落之前嗰个光景。
As far as the kingdom is concerned, it is restoring the state where Garden of Eden was before the downfall.
所以喺马太福音嘅里头讲到进入国度， when, 你晓得系讲到一个咩嘅情形
？So when Matthew talks about entering into the kingdom of heavens, what is it referring to?
你进入国度系喺嗰处彰显神嘅权柄。
And in the kingdom to reveal the authority of God.
你喺嗰处系享用神嘅丰富。
There to enjoy God's abundance.
你喺嗰处系显明神嘅荣耀。
There to manifest the glory of God.
所以丁兄们，你留意到点解呢位马太福音嘅里边讲到入国度嘅事情，系嗰个要求、嗰个条件系咁高、系咁严厉
？Why then can you not see the requirements in Matthew is so severe and so high.
因为在马太福音那个信息的里面，你进到去国度，你是进去作王的。
Because to enter into the kingdom of the heavens, it means to become the king.
我们听日礼拜二先讲到你怎样去作王。
On Tuesday, we will see how we come to be king.
我先给弟兄姊妹一些口风漏俾你听先。
I just leak this out to you first.
你谂住作王啊，梗系大晒啦，系咪
？He says, "So to be king, of course I will be great."
你今日嘅 Sunny 虾我。
Today, Sunny is bullying me.
我就记住先。
I just remember this.
我而家就冇办法应付佢。
Now I have no match for him.
等到我到国度作王嘅时候，我同佢算账。
Until the time when the kingdom comes and I'm the king, I will deal with him.
弟兄姊妹，当讲到作王的时候，你梗系咁样想啦。你坐在最高的位置，你发号施令，你叫个个人都听你话。
And you thought, oh, to be king, that must be it. That you are the one who gives the command, and everyone will hear you.
但弟兄姊妹，这个是地上作王，地的权柄的王。
This is just the earthly king.
但若果是天的管治那个王就完全不是这回事。
But with heaven that rules, then this is not the case.
究竟是怎样的
Then what should it be like?
但弟兄姊妹我口风是漏了这么多了。
This is all I'm willing to leak for now.
我已经漏了很多给弟兄姊妹了。
In fact, I've leaked quite a lot to brothers and sisters.
因为刚才我特别提及到你回到去未堕落之前的伊甸园。你就已经应该略略领会得到嘅啦。
Because if you look at Eden before the downfall of man, you can just understand a bit now.
事实上面，我哋留意到神俾我哋嘅救恩嘅预备。
We can really see what God has prepared for us in salvation.
佢绝对唔系停留喺不至灭亡，反得永生。
God is not stopping at the point that we do not perish and have eternal life.
因为呢个唔系喺国度嘅内容里边，我就唔同弟兄姊妹详细睇。
Because it is not in this aspect of the kingdom, I won't look at this in detail with you.
但是我让弟兄姊妹你去 读一个地方嘅时候，你自己睇到。
I hope that in reading a place, you will come to see yourself.
当你读到启示录第四、第五章嘅时候
，When you come to Revelation chapter 5,
你睇到天上有一个好大嘅敬拜进行紧。
You see that in fact there was a great worship going on.
喺嗰个敬拜嘅里边，嗰个主题系神嘅儿子耶稣基督。
And the one who is in the focus of all this, in the center of it,
特别系围绕住救赎嘅呢个内容嚟敬拜。
Is the Son of God, especially this to do with salvation.
当你留意到呢个敬拜嘅时候，你睇到天上嘅嗰个颂赞系点样嘅显出嚟。
When this worship was going on, you can see the extent of the praises that was going on.
啊，弟兄姊妹，详细我唔提啦，我只有提到佢哋喺天上嘅颂赞嘅嗰个内容。
I won't mention detail, but just to point out the praises that goes on in the worship.
当被杀嘅羔羊带到神嘅面前嚟嘅时候。
When the lamb that was slain, was brought to God.
天上嘅廿四长老四个活物和天使同埋天君同埋全满咗嘅，从各处各国各种方言各种嘅各个地民族出嚟嘅人，数都数唔过嚟，有咁多人。
And there with the 24 elders and all the living beasts.And all the nations and people and tongues and all the numerous people that you cannot be numbered.
你几乎可以话系天同地联合起上嚟嘅一个大敬拜。
You can say that it was in fact the worship is one in heaven and earth.
喺嗰个大敬拜嘅里边，系突出一件咩事情呢
？And in this worship, what stands out?
就系突出神嘅羔羊。
It is the Lamb of God that stands.
啊，指着神嘅羔羊话。
And then they say to the Lamb of God,
你曾被杀。
You have been slain.
你用你嘅血。在地上各民各族各方各国中买了人回来。
How in every nation, tongue and people, you have redeemed and purchased them.
叫他们归于神。
That they may be redeemed unto God.
叫他们作祭司归给神。
That they may be a priest unto God.
留意了。
Take note.
在地上执掌王权。
And there, to indeed reign on earth.
在地上作王。
To be a king on earth.
显明神嗰个作王嘅权柄。
And to actually shows the authority that God has.
呢个系救恩嘅嗰个安排。
This is what has been a plan for our salvation.
救恩唔系叫我哋停喺嗰个不至灭亡反得永生，我哋就欢天喜地。
It's not just for us to be so glad that we're no longer perishing but have eternal life.
我哋可以欢天喜地。
We may be indeed very joyous about
it. 但系神嘅心思唔满足。
But God is not satisfied.
神嘅心思话：我拯救你哋，唔系叫你停喺嗰步嘅。
God is saying that my saving you is not for you to stop there.
我要睇住你哋一个一个嘅坐上王嘅宝座嘅。
I want to see each and every one of you sitting on the throne.
等住呢个系神喺救恩里边嘅安排。
This is what God had purpose in our salvation.
表达出嚟就喺马太福音。
And what is being shown is in Matthew.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
在马太福音这个角度来看国度呢，或者应该要停在这里。
And as far as looking at the kingdom is concerned, from Matthew, we should stop here.
如果不是，我们又，我又长气过龙了。
If not, then I will overrun my time.
我们又现在转过来了。
We are now to turn around.
那究竟入国度是不是真的好像要马太福音这样，然后才有资格的呢？
As far as entering into the kingdom is concerned, do we need to do what is required in Matthew?
如果你要满足神救恩嗰个安排，你一定要有马太福音嘅嗰个经历。
And if we are to satisfy what God wants, then we have to fulfill Matthew.
如果你冇马太福音嗰个经历，你就冇办法去满足神喺救恩里边嘅嗰个安排。
Without experiencing what Matthew has said, then there's no way we can fulfill what God has purposed for us in salvation.
但是我们现在要从不是马太福音的那个要求来看国度。
Now we have to look at the kingdom, not from the book of Matthew.
你说如果真的照着马太福音的要求，我们个个都入不到国度。
We know that from there, the requirements alone, we are not able to enter.
但感谢赞美我们的主。
But we thank and praise our Lord.
他不是说叫我哋，唔系话叫我哋，唔系话降低我哋嘅降低嗰个标准。
God is not lowering His standards。
又唔系俾我哋可以揾一个自己原谅自己嘅题目。
Or that we should find a way of excusing ourselves。
佢系实事求是讲出事实。
And when God states a fact, it stays a fact。
啊，佢除咗俾马，我哋有个马太福音，佢又俾我哋一本约翰福音。
And having given us the book of Matthew, we also been given the book of John.
咁约翰福音讲到国度嘅事情系点样讲咧
？When it comes to John's gospel and when it talks about the kingdom, what does it say？
我哋好明显嘅能够了解得到。
This can be clearly understood by us.
人若不重生，就不能见神，就进神的国。
If you are not born again, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
呢个约翰福音第三章。
This is John's Gospel, chapter 3.
人若果唔系从圣灵水同圣灵生嘅，佢唔能够见神嘅国。
And if one is not born of water and of the Spirit, he's not able to see the kingdom of God.
总括一句说话嚟讲。
To put it another way.
主嘅话就话，所以你哋要重生。
So God's the words of the Lord says you have to be born again.
你必须要重生。
You must be born again.
如果你唔重生嘅话咧
，If not，
你就唔能够入神嘅国。
Then you can't enter into the kingdom of God.
如果你唔重生嘅话咧
，If you are not born again，
你就唔能够认识神嘅国嘅事啦。
Then you cannot understand the things of the kingdom of God.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
哎呀，你话真系好啦，有个约翰福音俾我哋心安啲咁多啦。
This is how good we have John's Gospel. How comforting.
因为最低限度我唔作得王，我都起码入得国度。
Even though I cannot be king, at least I can enter in.
唔知道好似马太福音嗰时讲到有一个地方话，如果你唔能够进国度，你就必须要被丢喺外边黑暗里边哀哭切齿。
And it's not like what is said in Matthew. If you cannot enter into the kingdom of the heavens, then you are cast into the outer darkness where there will be gnashing of teeth.
所以有啲弟兄们就话
，So some brothers
呢个丢喺外边黑暗里头哀哭切齿，即系话你唔入得国度。
They say that this is a situation where you are cast into outer darkness and have the gnashing of teeth. You can't enter into the kingdom of heaven.
整个天国嘅时间，你都唔能够喺国度嘅里边。
That the whole time, as far as the kingdom is concerned, you are not there.
国度嘅时间系一千年。
And the time of the kingdom is 1,000 years.
所以如果你唔能够入国度嘅话咧，你就要有一千年喺黑暗里边哀哭切齿。
And says that if you are not there, then it's for that 1,000 years you are in the outer darkness, gnashing of teeth.
哇，弟兄姊妹，如果系咁就惨啦，点挨得过一千年
？He says, "Oh, how terrible! How can we put up with this for 1,000 years?"
十年都难挨。
It's even for 10 years it would be difficult to put up with.
弟兄姊妹，好多嚟到英国系。譬如做飲食業的弟兄們，你話哎呀捱咗十幾、二十、三十年㗎啦，哎呀好辛苦，好辛苦，好辛苦。
And those brothers and sisters who have come to England and have been in a takeaway, says that oh we have been in this business for 10, 20 or 30 years, it's been terrible.
天未光就幾乎要爬起上嚟。
And before the sun arises, we have to wake up.
人哋就瞓到冧豬豬咯，我先收工。
And everyone is asleep, and then before I finish off my work.
一千年點頂？
If it was 1,000 years, how can we stand?
哎呀，好彩有个约翰福音。
Oh, luckily we have John's Gospel.
哎，约翰福音就叫我好得安慰。
How comforting John's Gospel is.
我重生咗，我就入天国。
Now that I'm being born again, I can enter into the kingdom of God.
我重生咗，我就能够认识天国里面嘅事。
And because I've been born again, I can understand the things of the kingdom of God.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
但弟兄姊妹，你虽然睇见约翰福音。
Although you may see John's Gospel,
但你唔能够忽略马太福音。
But you cannot neglect Matthew's Gospel.
我哋只能够咁样话。
We can only say this.
马太约翰福音系俾我哋睇到你进入天国嘅嗰个资格。
And Matthew shows us the requirements in entering into the kingdom of the heavens.
但系马太福音系叫我哋去经历国度嘅嗰个实际。
And Matthew's also enables us to experience the reality of the kingdom.
亦都就系话神喺救赎嘅安排里边嗰个救赎嘅目的。
And also telling us, in fact, what God has purpose in our salvation.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
因此，弟兄姊妹，当我哋留意到呢件事情嘅时候
，When we come to see this,
我哋不能不仰望我哋嘅主俾我哋一个更明确、更清楚嘅引导同带领。
We can't but ask the Lord to show us more clearly, and His leading may be sure.
我相信我哋咁样亲，我咁亲你同弟兄姊妹喺嗰个进国度嘅呢件事情上边嚟提及咧。
And I've been repeating again and again as far as entering into the kingdom of God is, of the heavens is concerned,
是会让弟兄姊妹从一方面是有一个心思上面的安定。
And one from for brothers and sisters that in your thoughts you can be sure of this.
但从另一方面呢，又系有一个好强烈嘅催逼，催逼我哋去追求得着国度。
And at the same time, there's a real urge for us to pursue after the kingdom.
因为神嘅安排唔系只系叫我哋进国度。
We find what God has purpose for us is not just for us to enter into the kingdom.
神嘅安排要叫我哋去得国度。
It is for us to actually obtain it.
你进入去，你未必系得。
And you may have entered in, doesn't mean that you've got it.
神要求我哋唔单止系进去，而且系得到国度。
And it's not just to enter in, but to actually have it.
呢个系马太福音同埋约翰福音嘅嗰个听起来嘅时候。所俾我哋睇见嘅。
And this is where we can see this when we put John's Gospel together with Matthew.
而家我哋要用剩落一啲时候，我哋要嚟睇啦。咁我哋点样去得国度呢
？And we have to use what's left of our time to see how we can come to obtain the kingdom.
好几年前，我喺美国嘅东南部一次聚会完咗之后咧，有一个姊妹嚟问我一个问题。
And Once in America, another Eastern America, where we have a meeting, and after the meeting, a sister came up and asked me.
嗰个问题就系话，我哋点样喺而家去预备得嗰个国度
？Says how can we prepare ourselves to obtain this kingdom?
我觉得呢个问题好有意思。
In fact, it was rather meaningful this question.
但是我哋记得当主翻嚟嘅时候。
We remember that when the Lord returns,
教会就被提去见主啦。
The church will be raptured unto the Lord.
嗱，唔管对被提嘅解说，你系采取边一个主张
？It doesn't matter what your views are with regards to the rapture.
你都肯定一件事情。
One thing that you can be certain,
教会系要被提去见主。
The church will be caught up to the Lord.
好啦。咁见到主之后就点
？After seeing the Lord, then what？
我哋啱啱就特别提到话，我哋首先面对嘅就系基督台前嘅审判。
We've said in the afternoon, the first thing that we will come across will be the judgment seat of Christ.
那基督台前嘅审判系审判乜嘢
？What will Christ be judging？
如果弟兄姊妹你有时间翻嚟睇过临前三章同埋临后五章
，If you have the time to read 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and 5。
你就会睇到审判嗰个内容系乜嘢。
You will know what the judgment is about.
喺临前三章系关乎工作嘅审判。
In chapter 3, it is to do with our works.
嗰处就讲俾我哋知道，我哋蒙恩得救嘅时候，神就将我哋摆咗喺一个建筑嘅上面。
And it says that once we are saved by grace, we are indeed a place upon a foundation.
呢个建筑个基础系主自己。
And this foundation is the Lord Himself.
我哋就喺主自己嘅呢个根基嘅上边嚟进行建造。
And how we then build upon this foundation.
但系每一个人嘅建造就显出各人嗰个建造嘅工程。
And this building will show forth how we have been building.
个显出嘅嗰个依据就系你用乜嘢嘅材料。
And it comes to what sort of materials we are using.
嗰处就话有人用金、用银、用宝石嚟去建造。
It says that those who have used gold, silver, and precious stones.
有啲人系用草、用木、用禾秆嚟去建造。
And others build with hay, wood, and stubble.
佢话当基督台前嘅审判显出嚟嘅时候。
And at the judgment seat of God,
各人的工程都要在神主的面前来显露。
All our works will be revealed.
他说在那个时候有火发现。
There will be a testing of fire.
你作为验收工程的那个手续。
And there will show forth our works.
如果你用金银宝石去建造的。
If you build with gold, silver, and precious stones.
这一切是能够经得火的。
And this will stand the test of fire.
所以就保存下来。
And they will remain.
如果你用草木和火杆去建造的。
If you build with wood, hay, and stubble.
这个比火你一验收的就烧到光晒。
Once the fire comes, it will all be burned up.
一滴咁多都没有流传下来。
Nothing will be left.
顶之会当我们在主的台前接受审判的时候。
And as we come before the judgment seat of Christ,
我哋就留意到啦，我哋嗰个属灵嗰个工程嘅建造，究竟用乜嘢材料
？Then we will come to know our spiritual building, what we have been using.
好浅薄咁样嚟睇一睇。
To look at this in a very shallow way.
而家呢个世代里面好多基督教嘅工作系追求大。
And today, within the Christian circles, the work is seeking to be indeed great.
追求出名。
And to be well known.
追求俾人赞赏
，or to be praised by others。
咁你够大就好容易俾人注意啦。
And if you're big enough, others will take note of you。
如果你要起个大嘅建筑
，if you have a great building，
你用咩材料系最容易咧？如果度提真系六种材料俾你拣嘅啫。
What would be the easiest material to use？
你话要起又大又容易俾人睇到嘅，咁咪用木头咯。
He says, "Oh, for it to be big and can be seen easily, of course you use wood."
用草咯。
Use a straw.
你整间茅屋都容易俾人留意嘅。
And you can
茅屋嘅 cottage.
Cottage, at least it can be seen.
如果你用禾杆嚟添啊，又特又别致。
And if you use a straw,
人哋间间都系石屎楼，你又整间禾杆草喺嗰度整，哇！人人都注意到你。
Everyone is building with stones and bricks, and yours is straw. Everyone will then take notice of that.
咁所以你话总言之做得大就得噶。
As long as it's big enough.
但弟兄姊妹，主唔系留意我哋嘅大同细。
The Lord is not taking note of how big or how small.
主系留意我哋用乜嘢材料去建筑。
But rather, what sort of material we are using.
如果你用属灵嘅意思去解释草木禾杆。
If you use a spiritual meaning to explain wood, hay and stubble.
你按照圣经所常用嗰个嚟讲，就系话呢啲就系人嘅血气。
And you can say that this is out of man's flesh and blood.
Flesh is quite enough. 就系人嘅肉体。
It is man's flesh.
系人嘅自己。
It is man himself.
你用你用着人以为好，人以为美，人以为有价值嘅嗰个观念。去建造属灵嘅工程。
That you try to build spiritually with what man sees to be a good and praiseworthy.
呢个唔使管噶啦，总之人家一睇就知道我好嘢就得噶啦。
It doesn't matter as long as people look at it and praise me for it.
弟兄姊妹，主话你要留意。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord says, take note.
喺审判嗰个日子，呢一切工程系要经过火嘅。
That in the day of judgment.All our works will have to go through fire.
神是用他的公义圣洁的火来去验收的。
And then his righteous fire will indeed try us.
但如果你选用了金银宝石呢?
If you use gold, silver and precious stone.
你说用金银宝石去建造用几多才行?
To use gold, silver and precious stone, how much do we have to use?
但是因为你记得我们的主不是要你大。
Remember, the Lord is not talking about it being big.
我们的主是要你精。
But rather, you need to have the quality.
要你纯。
And you really
pure. 精纯到一个什么地步呢?
To what extent?
完全的似主。
Completely to be like the Lord.
只要你似主。
As long as you are like
the Lord. 那个就是精,那个就是纯。
That will be a pure and a single.
不是你回到你的 size 有多大。
It's not a case of how big you are.
所以顶门读到这番话的时候他就按照属灵的领会去看金银宝石。
And with this, we can come and see what it means. Gold, silver and precious stones.
因为圣经上面讲到金是指着神的性情。
Because gold points to the nature of God.
银是指着神的救赎。
And silver, the redemption of God.
宝石是指着生命的结晶。
And silver, precious stones are the essence of life.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
正因为神所注意的是那个质。
What the Lord is taking note of is the substance.
Quality.
The quality.
如果你用神的性情带出神的性情
，And
神
说
合格。
To use God's nature to bring forth His own nature, then God says, qualified. If we can actually bring forth the results of His redemption,
主说合格,
the Lord says, that will do.
如果你带出生命那个光彩,
if you bring out that which is of life,
主说合格,
the Lord says, that qualifies.
弟兄姊妹我们就看,今天我们在神的面前的追求和侍奉, 这个是讲的工作的方面。
Today, with our works, in our service,
我哋系咪喺信心嘅里边嚟做？
Are we doing all this in faith?
我哋系咪按照神嘅性情嚟发表神所要做嘅？
Are we indeed acting out in the nature of God?
我哋所带出嚟嘅系咪一个生命嘅精华，系叫人受到吸引嘅？
What we bring forth, is it that which is of life that can draw others to it?
我记得前两日弟兄姊妹你睇到怀念啊陈伯嘅时候。
Two days ago, when you have this service for Chan Park.
弟兄姊妹一个共同点喺嗰时表达得出嚟。
In fact, every one of you seems to have agreed on one thing.
一个八十几岁嘅人信主嘅经历只有四年。
And for someone who is over his 80s, his experience with the Lord is only 4 years.
但因为你信得住四年，有咩了不起啊
？Only 4 years, what is that？
你有啲咩摆得出嚟俾我哋欣赏
？What can you put forth for us to admire？
我信咗十年
，I believe 10 years。
我信咗20年
，I believe 20 years。
我信咗50年
，and I've been a believer 50 years。
我手指尾喐下都多过你四年。
Even I work, move my little finger is more than your 4 years。
但弟兄姊妹。在交通的里面你们看到
And in the sharing you can see very clearly you understood this
四年所带出来的是一个单生命的单纯
And the 4 years what was brought forth was that single life
一个单纯的生命的那个显明叫神的儿女里面很受到吸引
And how this is a life that's been revealed indeed draws the children of God
弟兄姊妹不是在乎我们在主里面的年日有多长久
So it's not how long we've been in the Lord
是在乎我们在主里头那个属灵的实际是到一个什么地步。
In the Lord, the reality, to what extent is this?
这个是关乎我们在基督台前审判的时候在工作这一方面我们所留意到在今天我们要预备要好好来预备我们自己。
How we need to see this, is to do with the judgment at the judgment seat of Christ and how we need to prepare for it today.
在工作那个侍奉的上面弟兄姊妹你有没有必要去跟别人去比较
As far as your work and service is concerned, you need not compare yourself to others.
你留意到主当日的对神在审判的时候对神儿女那个欣赏只是一句说话。
At the judgment seat, what the Lord will appreciate, as far as his children is concerned, is just one word.
你这个又良善又忠心的仆人。
Yeah, good and faithful servant.
就是一个良善一个忠心。
Good and faithful.
良善就是听话。
Good means as one who listens, who obeys.
忠心就是完全没有打折扣的去满足神的安排。
Faithful is that you will not do anything contrary to what the Lord wants.
所以弟兄姊妹你没有必要去跟别人去比较。
You don't have to indeed compare yourself to others.
今日一个弟兄话：啊，将来如果审判嘅时候，我实冇新爷咁大蒙神纪念噶啦，嗰顶皇冠梗系佢戴噶啦，我冇份戴。
Brother saying that, at the judgment seat, I won't be like Sunny. I won't be the one who'll be wearing the crown.
嗰个弟兄今晚唔喺度，我坦讲出嚟，大家你又唔使去估系边一个。
The brother is not here today, so I can say this, and you don't need to guess who it was.
你总知道一啲事情就够啦。
You just know what happened, and it's enough.
我唔用佢嚟去做比较。
I won't use him as an example.
我用我嚟做比较。
I'll just use myself.
弟兄姊妹都知道喺过往嗰几十年嘅里边，喺世界级嘅里头有一个好出名嘅传道人。
And we know that in the past, there had been someone who had been rather well known as a Minister, a preacher.
他叫做葛弗里啦。
And that's Billy Graham.
我好欢迎攞佢嚟做比喻。
I like to use him as an example.
他真系为主做咗好大嘅工作，要喺人嘅眼里面嚟睇。
From a man's point of view, he had really done a great work for the Lord.
神定规佢喺一生当中要带领100万人信主。
And in fact, it seems that the Lord had determined that from him. 100,000 would believe.
因为神给了他5两银子。
Because the Lord has given him 5 talents.
而我呢?
But for me,
神说你一生的里面你如果能够带得10个人呢就差不多了。
And the Lord is saying that with you, if you are able to bring 10 to believe, that would be enough.
弟兄姊妹，啱先我讲国费你带几多啊？带100,000，带100,000，几多啊？带10万，佢10万，我10个。
And it's $100,000. I'm just a 10.
原来嚟睇嘅时候，咁几时都系佢大我细。
From man's point of view, of course, he is the one who is the greater and I'm the least.
你留意到将来喺审判嘅时候，然后先至知道。
And when you come and look at what will come in the future judgment, you know.
如果交喺主面前交账嗰日，我10个都带咗嚟，1、2、3、4、5、6、7、8、9、10。主啊，嗱，你接收啦。
If on the day of judgment I say, here are the 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, here, take them.
郭培禮又来了。
And then Billy Graham comes along.
大队人马跟着他来。
Oh, a great group following.
数到牙膏都紧了。
And the count until the mouth is tightened.
数出来的是几多呢？
And how many?
99,999.
999,999.
弟兄姊妹，审判的结果，你以为是哪个得到冠冕？
And when we are standing before a judgment, who do you think will have the crown?
你又冇理由是你。
He says, it can't be you.
因为你十个。
You only 10.
弟兄姊妹，神不是看多少个。
But sisters, the Lord will not be looking at how many.
神是看你是不是一个良善又忠心。
But Lord is looking at whether or not you have been good and faithful.
神交托你10个，你10个照足交住交去交俾主。
If God has entrusted you a 10, then if you've given up all the 10,
弟兄姊妹你懂。
Francis, you know,
呢个就系国度嘅原则。
This is the principle of the kingdom.
国度嘅原则唔系去追求嗰个大，系追求嗰个实际。
The kingdom is not to pursue after things which are big, but the reality.
我哋如果为了追求国度，我哋必须要着重嗰个属灵嘅实际。
And if we are to pursue after the kingdom, we really need to know the reality of it.
如果翻到生活嗰方面
，coming back to life，
弟兄姊妹，呢个个层面啊更加阔啦。
And this is even broader.
但系只系一个要求。
But there is only one requirement.
按着主嘅生命去活。
To live according to the life of the Lord.
用我哋喺灵会里边所特别突出嘅咧，就系话。我哋唔活喺旧造嘅里边。
And to use what is being shared in the conference that we do not live in our own old nature.
我哋越脱离旧造，就越喺主嘅面前被主纪念。
The more we put off our old nature, the more we will be remembered by the Lord.
我哋越活出新造嘅嗰个样式，就越喺主嘅面前被主数算。
And the more we live out the new nature of the Lord, the more we will be indeed remembered by.
弟兄姊妹，呢系关于基督台前嘅审判。
This is to do with the judgment that will be at the judgment seat of Christ.
呢个我哋要睇国度呢件事情嘅时候，同我哋有直接关系。
And when we look at this with the matter of the kingdom of the heavens, it has much to do with.
我哋仰望主怜悯我哋。
We look upon the Lord to have mercy.
叫我哋晓得神系点样去安排国度。
For us to know how God had purpose and prepare the kingdom.
神又点样嚟提醒我哋去得着国度？
And how he reminds us that we are to obtain it.
弟兄姊妹，你必须要注意。
Brothers and sisters, you have to take note.
为咩神要求我哋去得着国度？
Why is it that God wants us to go and get it?
为咩事神唔满足于我哋能进国度呢？
Why is it it's not good enough for us just to enter in?
弟兄姊妹，你只要记起我哋开头交通国度嘅时候提到神喺国度嘅嗰个设计。
And remember what God had a plan and purpose in the kingdom of God at the moment we started our sharing.
同时你又特别去留意点解教会唔长成，国度就唔能够出现。
Why is it that the church, if it doesn't grow up, the kingdom will not come?
我哋笼统咁样嚟讲。
And put it generally.
喺隐藏嘅国度呢个阶段。
In this stage where the kingdom has been hidden.
神要寻找到充足嘅。接受神权柄嘅人
，God wants to be able to obtain a people who will unreservedly receive and accept His authority。
你让神可以得着一班咁样嘅人嚟显明喺基督里头首先有盼望嘅人嘅功用。
And there to show forth these who are first pre-trusted in Christ, how God will use them。
因为神得到一班接受神权柄嘅人。
God is able to obtain a people who will accept and receive His authority.
就让神的权柄在地上，不单只是建立据点，而且是那里是扩张。
And not only to have His authority, just having a foothold on earth, but in fact to be expanding.
今朝早丙姐妹喺树擘饼嘅时候。
Earlier on when Brian and sisters were breaking bread,
我心里边一个好新鲜嘅感觉。
In my heart, I had this very refreshing thought.
亦系非常喜乐嘅感觉。
And it was indeed a very happy one.
系感觉乜嘢
？What is this?
主喺我里边放一个心思。
And the Lord had put a thought in me.
如果按住人嚟睇
，from man's point of view,
我讲得俗啲咁多。
And to put it in a very crude way,
老鼠知道有人喺嗰度咩地方
？Rose room.
嗰树有一个聚会喺嗰度。
The rats know that there is a meeting at Rose Road.
老鼠先会知道，即系话，因为冇人知道啦。
It's only the rats will know, and no one else would.
咩树知道嗰树有一堆人喺嗰树聚会？
Who would know that there's a group of people meeting there?
我唔知弟兄姊妹有冇喺网上边俾人知道话嗰处有一个聚会。
I don't know whether brothers and sisters have put up on the net telling others that there's a meeting.
冇就固然系冇人知道，有人亦都未必系知道。
And if not, then no one will know. And even if there is, it seems that no one knows.
但系嗰处几十人。
But however, there's a few score of people.
默默嘅喺嗰处嚟纪念主。
Quietly remembering the Lord.
主嘅桌子设立喺嗰处。
And the Lord's table has established that.
众人嘅心思都喺嗰度纪念主。
And everyone are remembering the Lord.
喺嗰处高举主。
And exalting him.
尽管地上冇人睇见。
Even though no one had seen this on earth.
但撒旦睇见。
Satan at least would see it.
但系神自己睇见。
And the Lord himself would see it.
好似咁样嚟聚喺神嘅面前嚟敬拜侍奉。
As if here, standing before God, serving Him.
神喺全地嘅里边，呢处放一执，嗰度放一执，嗰度放一执。
It seems that all throughout this world, the Lord leaves a group here, there.
喺人睇嚟有咩了不起
？From man's point of view, it seems nothing much. It doesn't count much.
但今日赞美我哋嘅。
I will thank and praise our Lord.
撒旦睇见。
Satan, here we have a group of people who is willing to accept the authority of the Lord. And the testimony of the Lord will reveal itself. And in another place, the Lord will also put another group of people. May not be that many. Maybe only 3 to 6
persons. 正如好似喺荷兰里边，今次弟兄姊妹他们是八个人聚会。
And just like the group in Holland, for the sisters who come over for the conference, they only have 8 meeting together.
David, 好像今天过去跟他们一起聚会。
It seems that David is over there today meeting with them.
八个人，有什么好讲？
8 persons, what is there to say?
弟兄姊妹，你不管他是八个还是十个。
It doesn't matter 8 or 10.
主有地位喺嗰度。
If the Lord has His place there,
喺嗰处主得到高举。
And there, if the Lord is exalted,
喺嗰个地方有一批人去向主坦然嘅话，我哋接受你嘅权柄。
And there, a group of people are boldly coming to the Lord and say, "We accept your authority."
弟兄姊妹，呢个系接受国，呢个系准备去得国度。
This is preparing ourselves.To obtain the kingdom. We thank and praise our God.
神把我们众人都是这样来带在一起。
And the Lord put us together and bringing us up together.
我人看来的时候，你有什么了不起？
From man's point of view, nothing much.
好像林前第一章就说。
Just like 1 Corinthians it says.
都是软弱的人。
We are those who are weak.
都是些无知的人。
Those who are without
knowledge. 都是人的眼里面看为不值得留意的人。
And from man's point of view, not worth recognizing.
但感谢赞美我们的主。
But we thank and praise our Lord.
神说我就是用着软弱的人叫刚强的人羞愧。
The Lord says, I will use the weak to shame those who are strong.
神就是用着这些在人眼里面看来一无所有的人要叫那些自以为有的人羞愧。
And those who have nothing, God will use to shame those who think they have.
弟兄姊妹，这个是国度。
This is the principle of the kingdom.
这个是国度的学习。
This is the learning of the kingdom.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主给我们这一次用点时间来看到国度的问题。
The Lord had allowed us to use this time to look at this issue of the kingdom.
虽然我们是很受时间限制，不能够从很完整的、完全的去在国度这个点上面 嚟更完整嘅去领会。
Although we are so restricted by time that we cannot look in this matter in a more complete way，
但主若果俾我哋能够掌握到呢个原则嚟跟随主。
But if the Lord enables us to lay off this principle and following after Him, then the kingdom will start in our midst.
国度就喺我哋当中，让主得到一个据点嚟向全地去扩张。
And the Lord will then be able to have a foot place, a foothold here, and for it to expand on earth.
但愿我哋嘅主喺我哋嘅里边，俾我哋一个好明亮嘅睇见。
May the Lord enable us to see very clearly within.
一面是让主得到满足。
On one hand, to satisfy the Lord.
一面是叫我们自己很清楚地知道我们所选择的条路没有走错。
And on the other hand, for us to see very clearly the way that we have chosen, we have not chosen wrongly.
世界人不喜欢这条路。
The world does not want this way.
但这条是十字架的路。
But this is the way of the cross.
This is
the way that will cause man to lose himself.
And it's
the way that will reveal the authority and his abundance and his greatness. We thank the Lord. Let us pray. Lord, we would pray that you grant to us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们从里面去认识你自己所要做的。
Lord, from within, we will come to really know and understand what you want to do.
引导我们脱离从世上面所来的各样的影响。
Lord, that we will come away from all the influences of the world.
是按照你的心意来进入你自己的道路。
And according to your heart and mind,to enter into your way.
主啊，你用着我哋嚟为国度开道路。
Lord, you use yourself to open the way of the kingdom for us.
求主俾我哋好清楚嘅晓得，我哋系在你嘅面前要成为你手中合用嘅器皿。
Lord, that we will come to really see very clearly. First, we need to be found in your hand as suitable vessels.
让你得着我哋去预备国度。
Lord, that you may obtain us to prepare the kingdom.
你亦预备我哋，叫我哋喺国度显明嘅时候。我们可以按照你的定义是与你一同显现在荣耀里。
Lord, and when the kingdom is revealed, Lord, according to what your purpose, indeed we will indeed be manifested with you.
荣耀、称颂、感谢、爱戴都归给你。
With all the honor, praise and glory be unto you.
但愿你属天的祝福常显明在我们众人的身上。
And your heavenly blessing may indeed be upon us.
我们祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.